You know how some people are definitely first name, last name people? Like, you would never refer to them by just their first name. And this happens even when you don't need to differentiate them from another person. There's actually very little research into why that happens. And I think that's because we have an incorrect tendency to separate language from music. Like, it's objectively true that some combinations of words sound better to us than others. And this often happens because we consistently prefer certain rhythmic patterns. For example, we always say salt and pepper instead of pepper and salt because we like to have trochaic stress patterns in English where we alternate between stressed and unstressed syllables. And the same thing probably happens with names. We might say someone's full name simply because it has more of a musical rhythm that way. There are a lot of studies showing overlap between the parts of our brain that process music and language, so it's not crazy to assume that rhythm plays some role in how we form phrases. Also, associating a name with a musical pattern could help us memorize that name. There's a reason why song lyrics are easier to remember than an essay of the same length, and that's because rhythm helps us memorize things. And of course, we just like to say things that roll off the tongue better, and they roll off the tongue better because of musical elements like consonants, assonance, and alliteration. I'm sure this is just one of many reasons why we process names the way we do, but it is a criminally underlooked part of linguistics that I wanted to highlight.